Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Check in, sports fans. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 35 plus years now, often imitated but never duplicated. This is your inside look of the world of boxing and MMA. Open phone lines around the planet. You can join us if you dare. 1-800-878-7529. That's if you dare. 1-800-878-7529. Or the text line, the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. The number, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. I'm calling an audible of sorts here. We'll hear from Teofimo Lopez in this hour. Of course, the raging, the undefeated lightweight, of course, out of Honduras. Originally, that's where his people are from. He is a flashy young man, 135 pounds. Some people see some flaws in his boxing style. Hector Martinez, of course, the former amateur standout and the co-manager Roberto Duran, he sees some flaws in Teofimo Lopez. I don't see him like Hector does. Bottom line is, I think he's unbeaten, and he'll stay unbeaten for a long time, at least in my mind. But then again, this is about winning and losing. Predictions, you know, predictions mean half the time you're right, half the time you're wrong. Actually, no, I'm better than 50-50, but I'm telling you straight up right now, I think Lopez is the guy. So Johnny Sigel will be here. Johnny Sigel check in. Of course, that undefeated lad from Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, he handles the Ring Talk Live Worldwide YouTube page. You can check it out for. He's got all kinds of crazy stuff there. Shows, upcoming shows, clips from shows, interviews, all that kind of good stuff. Johnny Sigel's got it going on. Check it out. Ring Talk Live Worldwide, page at YouTube.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk. Of course, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Hour number two, if you're listening to the first hour as well. Of course, this is the 12 o'clock hour, 12 o'clock Pacific time, live Sundays on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You know, we all have those home projects we'd like to get to now that summer is here, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects, and how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where Home Advisor can help. Home Advisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects, so you know you're getting a fair price. Home Advisor can even help you find the right pro for your job, whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel. Just tell them what you need, and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can go in and read customer reviews, see how everybody did, request quotes, how much is it, book appointments, and it's free to use. Home Advisor makes it easy, so don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits so you can relax this summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app today.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Losing hair sucks, and 2 out of 3 guys will experience hair loss by the time they're 35. I'm part of that 2 out of 3. I'm glad I found Keeps, the easiest and most affordable way to keep the hair that you already have. These FDA-approved products used to cost so much, but now, thanks to Keeps, they're finally inexpensive and easy to obtain. How easy? All it takes is a 5-minute sign-up. You have to answer a few simple questions and snap some photos to complete your online doctor consultation. And fear not, the licensed physician will review your information online and recommend the right treatment for you, and then it's shipped right to your door every 3 months. And Keeps treatments are up to 90% effective at reducing and stopping further hair loss. And did I mention? Starts at only $10 a month. So if you suffer from hair loss, the last thing you need to do is wait to see a doctor. With Keeps, there's finally a way to get the help you need when you need it. For a limited time, receive your first month of treatment for free. Go to keeps.com/speed. That's KEEPS.com/speed.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Don't blame me for the music. That's Johnny Sig's music. That's right. That's your tune, right, Johnny?
The one prior was, but yeah, this is my kind of style of music, man. I like the metal.
Sounds like In Your Face type of stuff. Of course, hey, Dime Bag, man. I mean, I told you I spent some time around that guy. Of course, the former Pantera guitar player that passed away, of course, when they shot him on that stage in Texas. But what a class act he was. What was his full name again?
Dime Bag Darrell.
Yeah, Dime Bag Darrell. Good guy. And his brother was a drummer, I believe, in that band, right?
Yes, and unfortunately, his brother was on stage performing with him and witnessed that happen right in front of his face, man. Tragic, tragic stuff.
You know, Phil Anselmo, the former lead singer of Pantera, the guy that's the face, I guess, of Pantera outside of Dimebag, he was on the show a number of times and spent a lot of time being around Phil Anselmo. A lot of people say that, the reason why Dimebag was shot was they blamed him for the breakup of Pantera when it was actually Anselmo that wouldn't show up for recording sessions, right?
Well, it was a diehard fan, a former Marine, that actually went in and, you know, imposed his will at their show, meaning I think it was Damage Inc. at that time. But Dimebag and his brother were performing without Phil. But I think they were doing their own thing, maybe throwing in some Pantera hits here and there. But this crazy obsessed fan didn't like that his boy Phil was no longer a part of that project and went in and, unfortunately opened fire and took Dimebag's life way too soon. One of the most talented guitar players, not only in metal, but just in general. He had a unique style, and he's deeply, deeply missed.
Good enough. We'll switch from music back to the world of combat sports. Talking about the UFC, of course. Last night, Amanda Nunes, still the world bantamweight champion, still the 145-pound world champion. What she did to Holly Holm, and we talked about it a little earlier, it was just nasty. Anyway, here's Amanda post-fight.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Mark Goddard has called a stop to this contest at 4 minutes, 10 seconds of the very first round, declaring the winner by TKO, and still the undisputed UFC bantamweight champion of the world, Amanda the Lioness Nunes.
I'm here with the winner and still champion, Amanda Nunes. Amanda, that was a stunning and spectacular knockout. And not only did you retain your title tonight, but you erased any doubt as to whether or not you are the greatest female fighter of all time. How does this feel?
amazing. A lot of people say, whatever happened in Vegas, stay in Vegas. But this belt go home with me.
Let's take a look at the KO. Is this something that you set up because you saw her lifting that right leg up? Because you timed it perfectly.
I did it right. I walk in my warm-up. I knew I'm going to get her in her own kicking. She likes to do a lot. I told my coach I want to knock her out the same way she likes to knock people out. And then I did it tonight.
So you decided to do that just because that's her specialty?
And because she's the only former champion that I never fight and I didn't beat yet. Now, tonight, I beat her and I'm very happy.
The only issue right now is that you kind of cleared out the division. What do you look towards for the future now for a challenge?
I definitely want to defend my 145 belt. And let's see, I'm going to talk to Dana. Dana, tomorrow I'm going to call you. We're going to have a talk. I love you, boys. And I just want to say thank you to my coach, Conan, head coach, my girlfriend, Nina, Cattell, Lamar, this guy helped me for this and for my other camps. I want to say, in Portuguese, Brazil, my family, Israel, está assistindo agora, lá no Brasil, todos do Brasil, tamo junto, é tudo nosso, falei a vocês. Mãe, e aí? Daqui a pouco eu tô te ligando. Beijo para minhas irmãs, para todo mundo aí, galera, que tá assistindo no Brasil, viu? Guys, this week was a special week for me. I got 3 awards, and I want to say thank you to the fans for voting for me. I really appreciate it.
Congratulations. It was an honor to watch you perform tonight. Amanda Nunes, ladies and gentlemen.
In comes Amanda Nunes. Out goes Luke Rockhold. Luke Rockhold, of course, unfortunate to lose that fight against Ben Askren a fortnight ago. But, of course, Ben Askren getting lit up last night, as did Luke Rockhold being knocked out. I guess he had his jaw broken. You know, a lot of these guys have been around 10, 12, 13 years, man, taking a lot of punishment. Johnny, it's time to go. Like an old drum set, man. Eventually, an old shoe, it wears out.
Absolutely, especially when you beat on it. You know, great comparison. I had drums that I loved over the years, but they got beat on too much, and you had to kick them to the curb. Some of these guys got to be, unfortunately, you know, kicked to the curb. I mean, John Blachowicz last night taking out Luke Rockhold in the second round, I believe it was, and that was another violent KO. A lot of people went to sleep on this card last night.
Good point. Speaking of going to sleep, John Jones didn't go to sleep. He wasn't on the verge of going to sleep. He never took the fight to the ground. Thiago Santos and him basically stood up for 5 rounds. What does that say about John Jones at this point of the game? And since they're monitoring him so closely as far as these steroids and the PEDs are concerned, is that noticeably – you notice something different from John Jones than the John Jones of, say, 18 months ago, 2 years ago?
I have to be honest, yeah, and I didn't want to make it about the steroids, so maybe age, but that not really – it can't be a factor. He's only 31, I believe. He got hit a lot more than we're used to seeing last night. Sometimes everyone's looking for offense. I also like to see how they respond defensively. He didn't move much. He wasn't as athletic as we've seen him be before in the past. Looks like he lost a step in that department. So I'm going to have to agree with you there, but I do think those leg kicks that he was receiving last night had a lot to do with him not being able to move so much.
Yeah, he couldn't walk. He didn't walk on his own power back to the dressing room. Speaking of on his own power, of course, knocked out in his last fight with Daniel Cormier, Stipe Miocic, a boxer, a nationally ranked Golden Glove champion out of Ohio, and he ends up getting knocked out by a wrestler. What's up with that?
You know, anything goes in this thing, man. It's funny because, I mean, there's so much you could do, and all these guys bring in different skill sets, and sometimes, you know, you might be focusing on trying to do one thing to someone that you think you could do better, and next thing you know, you got taken out doing something that you think you could do good. So that's the intrigue for me, is that I never really know what's going to happen going into these type of fights.
Okay, I really think that Stipe Miocic should have won the first fight. I think he's going to win the second fight, and I mean, it's just, I looked at their size the other day, man. There's like 5 inches of height between these two guys, man. There's no way Cormier should be getting close against a boxer. But I think Stippy said, well, this guy's boxing isn't up per se. He's going to try to take me to the ground, and he didn't do that. He tried to stand up with him, and of course, you know, Stippy got knocked out.
Yeah, you know, he's probably looking for, you know, the shoots and wasn't thinking that way, and he got deterred, you know. I mean, Cormier is very good, versatile fighter. I think he brings a little bit more tools from the toolbox into this fight But Stipniocek, I mean, hey, we've seen him. He's one heck of a fighter, and that's a fight I'm definitely looking forward to at UFC 241.
Features going to be Anthony Pettis, former lightweight champion, of course, stepping up to 170 pounds now, fighting at welterweight, taking on Nate Diaz. Nate Diaz stepping up in weight as well. Is Nate Diaz and Conor McGregor going to do a third fight? Is that what Conor's got to do? Because Conor doesn't seem to have a whole lot of options out there.
I don't think Conor wants to come back. I don't know. Do we ever see him again? I'd like to see the Diaz fight. That'd be a good trilogy. You know, they both got one each, and they were fun fights. But I don't know, even if we get Conor coming back, I mean, he's living the life. He's like, you know, throwing around some crazy money, you know, buying cars, living lavishly. So, I mean, I don't know. Do we get the same Conor when he returns?
Okay, before we go to the break, we talked about UFC 241. UFC 240's got a hell of a main event. The rest of the card, co-feature as well, maybe, because for the attraction of Chris Cyborg Santos. But Max Holloway, the 145-pound champion, taking on Frankie Edgar. I can't believe Edgar, as small as he was a lightweight champion one time, but he's dropped to 145, and he hasn't been successful, really, in my mind, as far as winning the belt's concerned, and he's probably not going to be successful here.
I don't think so. You know, Max is starting to really come into his own lately, showing a great skill set. Frankie's been around a while. We'll see when we get there. I am looking forward to that fight on the 27th. Also, like you mentioned, Cyborg's there, Felicia Spencer, who's unbeaten. Should be a good one. Let's see what we get.
How do you come back if you're Chris Cyborg Santos, being like the most awesome or the most feared athlete on the planet in your sport, and then getting drilled like that, getting destroyed? Your level of your aura of destruction, like Mike Tyson after the meltdown in Tokyo, isn't going to be there anymore. Can you come back?
I think someone of her stature can. You understand that you're human. You know, you're going to get beat. No one's perfect. You go back to the basics, you go back to what made you great, you practice those things, and you try your best.
Little more UFC talk after the break. Of course, Teofimo Lopez joins us at about 40 minutes past hour, at least a short clip of him. He is a rage at 135, no doubt about it, in my mind. Of course, as I said, Honduras native, his parents from Honduras, now living in the U.S. He is undefeated. He is the number one guy as far as the IBF. Actually, as far as the world's concerned, the number one contender at lightweight. Or is he? Him and Lomachenko, man, we'll talk about that after the break. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
When it comes to combat sports, of course, this is your inside look at the world of combat sports, no doubt about that. But if you're into, like, TV and you want to watch it, you got to have the zone. You just have to. I'm talking about DAZN.com. Of course, they've got a Bellator 224 card coming to us from Oklahoma on Friday, July 12th. Bellator, is Bellator delivered entertainment-wise, Johnny Sieg?
It's starting to pick up, man. You know, it hit like kind of a low point for me the past couple of months, but starting to rise back up. And because for a while I was following that league and I was into it, but it just the cards didn't deliver. But now it looks like it's on the rise a little bit.
Scott Coker, I guess, under a lot of pressure. Of course, the people behind Bellator are the big money people behind MTV. I can't think of it. I think it's ATT or something. Like, anyway, some huge, huge corporation behind them, of course, invested all that money in them, and they were going to buy up some free agents. Have they successfully bought up enough free agents in your mind? Do you think they could put some more heat on the UFC as far as getting some of that roster?
They need to lean on the UFC a little bit more because, unfortunately, they're getting a lot of the UFC leftovers, like the older talent, you know, that used to have a name that come over to Bellator. So I'd like to see them kind of go after some of these young cats we're talking about and maybe guys that are in the UFC, which there's a whole lot of fighters that are in the UFC that are not happy with the way they're being treated.
Maurice Hooker is a bad dude. He is a WBO 140-pound champion. He's going to clash, of course, on the DAZN Saturday, July 27. Tell me about Mr. Hooker and his opponent, Mr. Ramirez.
Maurice Hooker is an excellent fighter, 26-0, 17 KOs. This is a great matchup against Jose Ramirez, who's 24-0, 16 KOs, at one hell of a fight at 140 pounds, a stacked division in which DAZN pays heavy attention to, having Regis Progre also fight at that weight class. Regis will be in a tournament for the World Boxing Super Series later in the year. Where I'm leaning towards this is that DAZN is heavily invested at 140, a division to certainly watch. Tune in July 27th. On DAZN, Hooker versus Ramirez.
Okay, before that, they've got a 168 pound title belt with the WBC international belt at hand. Blandamira versus Morrison. Is this going on across the pond?
I believe that's going on across the pond. Yes.
Okay. And tell me about DAZN now. What's the cost? $19.99 for a month.
Yeah, I am grandfathered in at $9.95. I signed up back in October. And now for a new subscribers, it's $19.95. If you go for the yearly pass, which I will do once my grandfathered in at $9.95 cancels out in October, it's $100. That is a super great value. Consider all the talent that DAZN puts out there and how frequent they work fighters on their network. So absolutely, for $100, you cannot go wrong for the year.
Thursday, July 11th on DAZN, I'm talking about former world title challenger Emmanuel Blandamura, 29-3, takes on Joe Gallagher, a Joe Gallagher-trained fighter. I'm talking about Marcus Morrison, 20-3, for the WBC International Silver Crown. Of course, another title belt put forth. Will they ever run out of title belts? I mean, all the sanctioning bodies, they're called the WBC's calling Canelo the franchise, gave him a franchise belt. What does that mean?
I am so confused by this. And then they gave his WBC belt to one of the Charlo brothers who defended it last week. So I'm like, what's going on here? I thought we were, you know, trying to get a step closer to unifying the 160 division. And we follow this as hardcore. So I can only imagine the casuals confusion. Like, wait, what type of belt is this? They have an Aztec Mayan warrior belt nowadays, and that's no joke, people. It exists in the WBC. I believe Canelo Alvarez has it. I don't know how many more belts these people could come up with.
You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline broadcaster. Johnny, I gotta ask, is bare knuckle boxing here to stay?
I think so. I think they lost a little bit of buzz last time out because the main event didn't deliver, and a lot of people tuned into that main event because of the name recognition of Paulie Malignaggi and Lobov. The rest of the card was good. Unfortunately, the main event just did not deliver. I think that there is definitely a market for it because it is barbaric, and in today's society, we like to see that sort of thing. I like to kind of, you know, go halfway with my violence. I don't want to see it as barbaric as some of those fights were. I don't watch combat sports for that reason, but I'm not going to lie. When someone gets knocked out, I get excited.
Okay, we've got Mike Velez. We'll pick him up at 40 minutes past the hour. Think about, of course, the current trainer, the brains behind Demetrius Andrade, the undefeated lad, of course, undefeated WBO middleweight champion out of Providence, Rhode Island. So we'll scratch the Teofimo Lopez piece, and we'll go with Mike Velez live in about 6-7 minutes here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Back to the subject, and, of course, boxing and combat sports. How are you, man, do fighters have to, let's say the Voluntary Anti-Doping Association, aren't fighters that have sanctioning body belts mandated to take steroid tests?
You would certainly hope, but I think that every sanctioning body has different protocol for drug testing. And unfortunately, I think a lot of times it's left up to the people that promote or even compete in these matches, which I think is crazy that someone would have the option to say, hey, you know what? I'm not going to pee in this cup. I don't want to do doping for this one. Let's just go in. And I don't think that that's really fair. Plus, I also believe that states have their own athletic commissions where they have their own protocol as well. So I think it's a very situational thing.
Okay. Real quick, is there a best fighter pound for pound outside of Canelo Alvarez being the pound for pound king as far as the box office is concerned? Who would be the best fighter pound for pound in all of boxing right now?
I'm going to say potentially Juan Estrada. Usyk is definitely a guy to mention, especially if he does well at heavyweight. And Ioa Inoue. And, you know, I'm going to say that and when the smoke clears, I think Terrence Crawford is going to be that man standing a couple of years down the line.
Okay, the guy I think is Vasyl Lomachenko. I think that Lomachenko is the hidden gem here. I think he can do it all. He can punch, he can fight. He can't move up as far as weight's concerned, but I think at 135, if these guys come to fight him at 135, him and Teofimo Lopez is going to be like Leonard Duran. I mean, a mega fight.
Whew. I would love to see that. And you got no argument there. Lomachenko is definitely one of the guys in the conversation. And if you give me that fight with a couple of years down the line, Teofimo wants it like now. I listen to interviews with him. And that kid is electric and exciting. And he's ready to rock and roll. And I tell you what, he's got some serious power and some serious skill. Let's see what we get in the future.
Okay. Upcoming as far as heavyweights are concerned, you talked about Dillian White and Mr. Rivas. I took Rivas. Why? Rivas is undefeated now. I hate to go against an undefeated guy, but he's definitely outsized here, correct?
Yeah, he's outsized. And Dillian White also has one hell of a left hook, and he has improved tremendously since his loss to Anthony Joshua.
So what you're trying to tell me is, you know, big left hookers ain't no big problem if you learn to keep that right hand up. If you just keep that right hand cocked next against your chin, your hand may be hurting a little bit from that left hook, but you're not going to be knocked out by it.
This is very true, and it's up to Dillian White to throw out some things to make Rivas drop his guard or look for other things to set up that hook. A nice jab could do that. Some body shots could do that. It's going to be a good fight, though. I'm really looking forward to this. Rivas is unbeaten, and he just took out Brian Jennings in his last fight, who was definitely, you know, a seasoned fighter in Jennings and a good name on the resume. So I'm really looking forward to this one, July 20th.
Why are people investing their money? I'm talking about the boxing establishment, per se, and Joe Joyce.
You know, man, he's slow. I just, like, when I watch him, I'm like, wow, this guy is so ridiculous. I don't think I've ever seen anyone at any weight class telegraph their punches so fat. And it's like, you see it coming, man. And I think that's why people are not excited by him, because there's no intensity. There's no electricity there. And his skill set isn't even that good.
Andy Ruiz supposedly, I'm not joking here either, but trying to get himself in better cosmetic shape as far as the marketing aspect of boxing is concerned. Is that a good idea in your mind?
No, I think he should keep himself just the way he is. You know, I mean, you know, like Billy Joel said, just the way you are, baby. You know, I mean, what he did right there, you know, rocking his body and his physique, he looked fast to me. He looked comfortable. He looked strong.
No doubt about that. All right, got another text here coming in about July the 20th. Of course, Manny Pacquiao and Keith Thurman rock and roll in the MGM Grand. That'll be live on pay-per-view. I would suggest you watch the fight, but You've got mixed feelings here. I mean, I look at Manny Pacquiao's fast feet and his fast hands and say to myself, you know, he's got a real shot here. Then I realize he's 40 years old, and you know, he's taken his share of lickings over the years, man.
Oh, he was in some wars. You know, you look at even the Morales fight the first time around. That wasn't an easy fight. For Pacquiao, yes, he is 40, and this will be his third fight in a year, which I find very impressive at 40 years old. You look at Keith Thurman, over the past 4 years, this will only be his fourth fight. That's one a year, okay? So I think Pacquiao is in the ring a little bit more, and he looks good. He looks better and better since the loss to Jeff Horn, and he didn't look terrible in that fight. And I think that's what a lot of people are banking on, is that Pacquiao is not really looking too old right now, and Thurman has been very inactive.
Johnny Sigg rejoined us in the close, folks. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, live all across America. Demetrius Andrade, the captain in the corner. I'm talking about Mike Velez, of course, the trainer. And the guy's got a pretty wide. He's very opinionated. I'm looking at his clips here on YouTube. He knows what he's talking about. I've read a couple of clips. Anyway, he's a trainer. He's a guy that's controlling the career of Demetrius Andrade. Of course, Andrade being one of the aces at 160 pounds that DAZN has under contract. They've got Canelo, because he's the prime guy there with that $375 million contract. They signed Triple G, who's long in the tooth and old, I think, and they've got Andrade. Is Andrade the hidden gem here? Maybe he is. Anyway, we'll talk with this trainer after the break. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Don't forget, WBO Boxing, our sponsor. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Losing hair sucks, and 2 out of 3 guys will experience hair loss by the time they're 35. I'm part of that 2 out of 3. I'm glad I found Keeps, the easiest and most affordable way to keep the hair that you already have. These FDA-approved products used to cost so much, but now, thanks to Keeps, they're finally inexpensive and easy to obtain. How easy? All it takes is a 5-minute sign-up. You have to answer a few simple questions and snap some photos to complete your online doctor consultation. And fear not, the licensed physician will review your information online and recommend the right treatment for you, and then it's shipped right to your door every 3 months. And Keeps treatments are up to 90% effective at reducing and stopping further hair loss. And did I mention? Starts at only $10 a month. So if you suffer from hair loss, the last thing you need to do is wait to see a doctor. With Keeps, there's finally a way to get the help you need when you need it. For a limited time, receive your first month of treatment for free. Go to keeps.com/speed. That's KEEPS.com/speed.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Purchase your parts at O'ReillyAuto.com. You can pick it up in-store when it's convenient for you. Your parts, tools, or accessories will be waiting at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. No shipping costs, easy returns, and convenient pickup. Shop O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
We have a new heavyweight champion in the world.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
We take it to the East Coast, folks. From the West Coast to the East Coast, we bring in, of course, Michael Lowe. He is the brains, the corner man, of course, the trainer of the undefeated lad. I'm talking about Demetrius Andrade out of Providence, Rhode Island, of course, coming off that 12-round shutout win last week. But let me tell you about his last five opponents. I was looking at Andrade's record this morning. His last five opponents entering the ring, there are 109 wins and four losses. Straight up, two guys had lost one fight. One guy lost two fights. The other two guys were undefeated. Bottom line is, he is fighting the best out there, and he wants to fight Canelo Alvarez. Obviously, that's what he's talking about, Canelo or Triple G. Now, Mike Velez, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
How you doing, man, guys?
I'm doing just fine, man. Talk to me now. Where do you want to go in September? Are you going to fight September, November? Do you know where you're going yet?
I mean, we would love to have that phone call from Canelo's people, but we'll see what happens. I wouldn't mind fighting in September if we fight against him.
Okay, but you be ready to go right away? I mean, no punishment in last week's fight, was it?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. He's more than ready. If we get another fight in between, I don't think Canelo wants to see us. He'll be too sharp.
Okay.
By then.
How could it be? When you knock a guy down in the first round and he fights cautiously and fights safety first for the next 11 and a half rounds, that puts your guy in a bit of a hole. You know that? I mean, I was looking at him and he was trying to go for it, but Mr. Selecki just says, you know what, I'm going to go home proud guy. I'm going to last the distance here.
Right. Well, we knew Selecki was a warrior, and he's not one of the low average fighters. Like a Steve Rhodes, not knocking Steve Rhodes, but we already knew what Steve Rhodes came in to do when he fought Triple G. So, like, he's a top 10 guy, and he knows how to survive. He knows how to fight. Point blank, period. The man knows how to fight. So he stood away from our power and was very cautious towards when he felt it.
Mr. Veloz, is Triple G an old man?
In boxing?
Yeah.
I'd say so. 37 years old? Unless you're really getting paid, I wouldn't want to be that old trying to take punishment.
300 amateur fights.
Right.
Man, you and I know that. Man, that's, you know, the amateurs are tougher than the pros a lot of the times. I mean, especially in the early goings.
Yes, sir. You think of it. He's seen everything four times. And what I mean by everything, I mean every different style you could throw at him, tall, short, skinny, long, lanky, slick, bullheaded. He's seen it.
Demetrius
Andrade's seen it.
Okay. Mike Veloz is our guest, folks, the trainer of Demetrius Andrade, the undefeated WBO 160-pound champion, of course, coming off that win last week over Mr. Selecki. Selecki came to fight, but once he found out he was overmatched, he said, no, I don't think I'm going to want to get too aggressive here, too assertive here, and he went the 12-round route. Now, I talked about your guy's record being 109. The guys he's fought, 109-4 in his last five fights. Isn't that making a statement itself?
I would hope so and think so, but the way this boxing industry is going, like, they're thinking that we haven't fought anybody. I mean, Arthur Kakundakwa, I finally say his last name right.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a top contender to anybody in this division.
19-2 coming in. I'm glad you tried that name because Akavov? How about that one? Akavov.
Arthur Akavov. Yeah, I actually asked him how to pronounce his name properly because I don't like butchering people's names.
I know, but sometimes it's just absolute. I mean, you want to look at his record. Your guy's record's got, how about this dude, Kantunakwa? I mean, holy cow. I mean, that dude had a hard name to spell. Kantunakwa. How can you pronounce that, Mr. Veloz?
Arthur Kakwindakwa.
We're playing name games with the trainer, of course, of Demetrius Andrade. Andrade says you are now the brains. You are the guy that he looks to initially in the corner and in his training now. Does that give you an added sense of confidence in your relationship with the fighter?
It does. It's always been there, but I'm just that behind the scenes kind of character and personality. But I really don't put myself out there. Like we all know, his father taught him everything in boxing. You don't teach a caliber fighter, Demetrius Andrade, anything new. You just show him how to maintain, make sure he's 100% ready to fight, and after that, it is what it is.
Okay, so Canelo's going to fight September. Maybe the phone call is going to come. Probably not. I think you guys are in 2020, somewhere around there. But Triple G, I think you guys in Triple G are sort of looking solid for November, a big solid card on the Zone. What does Triple G bring to the dance at this point in time?
At this point in time, he's a name. He still has his power, but with Demetrius Andrade's length, ring generalship, skill, and IQ, I think we have exactly everything we need to take him out, put him, place him at bay if we have to. Who knows? I don't see Triple G winning, beating us, but you never know in boxing.
37 years old, 39 pro fights. Of course, a winner over Steve Rolls. He rolled over Rolls in that last fight. Is Rolls world class?
I don't think so.
Okay.
He's there. Okay. He's there. He's not world class yet. That was his, a kind of crazy pop quiz he had with Triple G, but I think he needed a couple more fights before he hit that world class stage, you know, elite fighter.
So Rolls takes a fight for, we'll say, $100,000, and then he mars his record. He's 19-1 now. Do you come back from a beating like that?
Yeah, you do. You do. You do.
Psychologically?
Look who you lost. Psychologically, you need time. I would give him another year, just recoup, reevaluate yourself, and really get everything in order. But you can come back from that. You lost to a former world champion and was considered the boogeyman at 160.
Okay. Outside of Boo Boo Andrade, who do you handle?
Outside of Anthony Concepcion, he's my 4-0, 4-knockout prospect that I got in the work.
Okay.
He's a junior middleweight.
Junior middleweight, 154. Tell me about his amateur background.
His amateur background, honestly, he's had about 10 fights total.
Ooh.
But you know how that goes. Some amateur fighters ain't got a pro. His style was built for the pro.
I'm laughing because my style definitely went to the pros. I hit guys to the body, and the judges wouldn't give you nothing.
Right.
Nothing, man. I mean, body shots. Stuff, it was sad. Some of that amateur scoring. And now, of course, is amateur scoring on the up and up now with this volume punching? I mean, do you think that's right that they should
I think it's at the same. Like, you really have to fully dominate another opponent for you to get a point, especially if you're in that opponent's hometown. You might not get the decision. You really got to put a beating on the kid. And that's somewhat sad because all these young kids are coming into the game. By the time they're ready to turn pro, some of them are already shot.
Yeah, I know. Believe me, I know. I've seen guys get shot in the gym. In other words, guys get beat up in the gym. And you know, and here's what's up, Mike. I tried to tell some guy, and he ended up turning pro, so I won't mention his name in a second. But one of his eyes was cockeyed. In other words, we were boxing one time at Newman's Gym in San Francisco, and I remember looking at him after a sparring session, not with me, but with somebody else, and his eye was looking off in the other direction, like a Richard Pryor joke or something like that, okay? You know what I'm saying? But that's you're laughing, but you and I know that's a sign of neurological damage.
Right.
I mean, you know, and that was just, he was just a gym fighter. Anyway, bottom line is, how did you get into boxing?
My father, at an early age, he went to the Golden Gloves in New York, did his thing. Also, then after that, went to Indiana, joined the Job Corps, and ended up being trained by Sal Johnson, the Olympic trainer of I think it was Sugar Ray Leonard.
Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar, exactly. Yeah. 1976 Olympic team.
Right.
You know, the Job Corps brought us George Foreman. That's how I met George Foreman. I didn't meet him, but back in 1967, we were watching, sitting in the stands at Newman's Gym, and this guy, this big old dude, was beating people up, man, beating up professional heavyweights. My father said to me, that kid can punch. I said, you think so, Dad? I didn't know enough much. I was like 9, 10 years old. And then, of course, George Foreman won the gold medal.
Your father was not wrong.
Yeah, he knew. He knew a little bit about boxing. He couldn't take a punch, though. He looked good training, man, but he had a glass jaw. And you know what that means, right? That means you can look pretty until you get hit.
Right.
And my old man got hit, and he just fell apart, man. Sorry, but may he rest in peace. Anyway, so have you got outside of Canelo and Triple G, is there that's plan A or plan B. Is there a plan C for Andrade?
At the current moment, we're been talking about it, but we don't mind taking a little, we'll wait a little bit if we have to, but we're hoping either Triple G or Canelo step up, and we'll see how that goes. If not, possibly a Chavo run, but that's like really far plan C. If it happens, it happens. I mean, the world's going to happen for that fight too, but
154 and 160-pound champion of the WBO, of course, from Paco Dimitri Andrade and his fabulous trainers. I've been on the line with. Are you from Providence as well?
Yes, I am.
So you remember the Vinny Paz days or what?
Oh,
yeah?
He shut down the city.
That was some
wild. I remember him shutting down the city when he fought.
That was some wild. I mean, Providence came to a halt. I mean, there was nobody on the street. It was like a nuclear bomb went off downtown and everybody died.
Right. Like the old-fashioned World Wide Sports days. Like every Saturday, there was a fight. Nobody was either there at the bar or at home.
Okay, the Prudential Center was filled last week for Andrade. You can bring him back there and draw well at home.
Hey, it was the energy in that place was electric. It was just beautiful. I still say thank you to the entire city of Providence for coming out. Okay. The state of Rhode Island and New England, for that matter.
As far as the heavy, Mike Veloz, trainer extraordinaire, is our guest. Of course, the trainer of Demetrius Andrade, the unbeaten WBO 160-pound guy. This heavyweight situation right now, first of all, the Andy Ruiz shocking. The fact that Andy Ruiz knocked out Anthony Joshua, I think that if Anthony Ruiz didn't look fat and sort of appear to be out of shape, people wouldn't have been so shocked, but the fact that he looked the way he did and he, you know, beat Joshua down is a major statement. Does Joshua ever come back from that? You know what, Mike, phone line's getting rough. Mike, we will look forward to talking to you in the near future. Say hello to Demetrius for me. Congratulations on the win, and God bless, okay?
God bless you guys. Thanks for having me.
Right on. Mike Velez, the up and down of those cell phones, man. Cell phones are still horror in the world of talk radio. No doubt about that. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, we're talking boxing and mixed martial arts. I'm hot on the 19th. Of course, Teofimo Lopez. We got enough time to run that Teofimo Lopez piece? Anyway, he's not looking at me. Anyway, the bottom line is he's screaming, shaking his head back and forth there. I'm talking to you, Cuddy. We got enough time to run that Teofimo Lopez piece? No. Okay. We'll have to run that next week then. You are attending the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast. Triple G, too old? I got a text here. Yeah, he's too old. He's 37 years old. Plus, he's been to the post now. If he's had 300 amateur fights, 341 times. If you want to add the 41 professional fights, he's had now 35 KOs. But look at Triple G. I don't think Triple G's looked good since 2017. I think that was his zenith. Of course, I think 16 when he took out Kell Brook, the ascending welterweight champion, and destroyed him. That was a good fight. I mean, for Triple G, not for Kell Brook. But Daniel Jacobs in the next fight, of course, a kid from Brooklyn, New York, the guy that beat cancer and did a whole lot of stuff, now 32-1 at the time. I think that was sort of like the beginning of the end for Triple G as far as the peak was concerned. Then came the Alvarez fight. The first one, people said, split decision draw. He might have won that Triple G. I didn't think so. Then he beat Vanos, and of course, Saul Alvarez, the rematch. He lost that one, of course, rolling over Steve Rolls, who wasn't quite ready for prime time. So here we have it. Triple G and Andrade probably looking in November on the Zone. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Whack. You know who you're talking to, right? I do the whacking there, buddy.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book.
You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Tyson Fury announces he has a Deontay Wilder rematch set for 2020, February 22nd. Johnny Sick, can you confirm that?
I saw reports of that earlier today. I can't confirm it because it hasn't been reported by ESPN, the major, you know, source for that sort of thing, but it's a strong, strong rumor right now.
Okay, the 30-year-old linear world heavyweight champion who fought to a draw with Wilder last December agreed to a fight with the WBC champion again February 22nd, blah, 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 blah. English Fury opted out of an immediate rematch to sign a pro promotional contract with Top Rank and ESPN that was last in the ring June 15th when he stopped Tom Schwartz, blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah, they're not saying a whole lot about it, but it looks like it's on, man. I mean, that's the way it's got to go. And you know what? I think it's quick that they step to the forefront because guess what? They've got Andy Ruiz looking over their shoulder now and potentially Anthony Joshua. But the more and more I think about it, I'm leaning towards Andy Ruiz in a rematch.
Oh, yeah. Andy's, I believe, will win that rematch. And I think that Joshua is going to have some issues just coming in with confidence to what happened there on that night.
You know, when you're not a fighter, when you're a basketball player, or when you're what is that? What did Mike Tyson say? You're a bad tutu. You get hit on the jaw?
Everyone's got a plan to get punched in their mouth.
Yeah. And obviously, once Mr. Joshua really got punched in the mouth, things weren't too good. Because, I mean, he got up from the one shot from Klitschko, but once he got hit repeatedly, he sort of cowered. I mean, he was ready to quit there. Woof, woof.
Yeah, the difference was that Andy let his hands go, and he didn't stop.
Give it up
he
on the.
On him, and okay. Klitschko didn't do so.
Johnny C., give it up on the YouTube page.
Type in Ring Talk Worldwide. Check out all our archive shows, today's show, and much more. Everyone, enjoy your Sunday.
Straight up, pound for pound, he's the king. Of course, the undefeated lad from Las Vegas, Nevada, the great John Signorella. Check out the YouTube page, Ring Talk Worldwide. This is Ring Talk Worldwide. Of course, you're inside looking at the world of combat sports, boxing, and MMA. 35-plus years now, often imitated. Here I sit, high atop my throne, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves.